speed, man. Hey, you know what I do got though, man? I got a joint, man.
Good people don't smoke marijuana.
Debauchery, violence, murder, suicide.
The marijuana thing is such a big thing. I think medical should happen, right? Don't we agree? I mean, I think so. And then I really believe you should leave it up to the states. It should be a state situation.
I have taken drugs before, and I had a real good time. Sorry. Didn't murder anybody, didn't rob anybody, didn't rape anybody, didn't beat anybody.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Daily Circus. This is going to be one of our 20-ish minute shorts. I say 20-ish because we always tend to go a little over what we say we're going to do. This, of course, is Zed, joined tonight, as always, by Red.
Drugs are bad, okay.
Actually, I'm joined by Mr. Mackey, I think.
Hey, children, drugs are bad.
And so drugs are bad. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, there's lots of bad things. I would argue that, mountain lions are bad to have in your vicinity. But I'm not sure we should make mountain lions illegal.
No, mountain lions should definitely be illegal. I'm pretty sure, actually, this is a terrible argument. I was actually going to start off with this. This is a terrible argument. Some people argue that marijuana shouldn't be legal because it's a plant. That is a terrible argument. Don't make that argument. The argument is marijuana should not be illegal because it is ridiculously not harmful. I don't know. I don't even understand why we need to have 8,000 other arguments. That's it. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's not great. It's not a good thing. It doesn't make your life better. But it's like alcohol is legal. And it's so much less bad than alcohol. I'm pretty sure that's grammatically incorrect. But I think it's still accurate.
Red just ripped right into the subject here tonight. We're going to be talking about the recent crackdown, recent as in today. This is Thursday, January 4th, 2018. Jeff Sessions has come out and reversed the decision by the Obama administration to basically say, the Attorney General under Obama basically said, we're not going to send in the feds if you've made pot legal in your state. So this is very shocking to me. Now, it's not shocking that Jeff Sessions wanted to do this. So everybody knows Jeff Sessions, he just absolutely can't stand pot. He's decried pot. He's said this all along. But
you think he has like a personal allergy? Like when he's around it, he gets like violently ill?
Well, I think he was the kid in Reefer Madness and we don't know it. So that's my opinion. Like, he was the kid that tripped over the brick or whatever and died. And
the gun went off. Somehow that's related to marijuana.
Well, you know, I heard that marijuana can pull triggers, even though it's just a plant.
Well, it is the gateway gun. I mean, plant. I mean, trigger.
Yeah, the gateway drug. Let's talk about several of these things. So I actually had some healthy debate the other day about marijuana reform and how ridiculous it is that marijuana is illegal, period. Going back to Red's point earlier, simply because it is not harmful when you look at literally every statistic, and then also just in everyday observation. If you've ever been around somebody that's been high on marijuana, it literally, there's nothing wrong with that person. They're just relaxed and they want to eat some food. That pretty much is the extent of it.
I don't know, man. Death by Cheetos is real.
Well, you know what? If you ate enough Cheetos, I guess that could kill you. So obesity, if you want to link this to the obesity epidemic. But I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it has to do with this sort of ultra-moralistic, we must not allow these things to destroy our society stance, which is just it's an extremely old-fashioned mindset. And not only is it old, not all things old-fashioned are bad, but it's just a disproven.
That's it right there. It's not that it's like I'm not gonna say we should go out and legalize let's say meth. I mean, maybe you should, if there were some studies that proved that legalizing meth would create less meth heads, or if there was a better way to take care of it, I'd be happy to look at that, and I'd probably agree to it. But marijuana, it's so clear. It's so clear that this particular drug, at least in short bursts or for moments in your life, is not going to kill you. I mean, long term, I think some studies probably do show that it's not good for your mental health in the long term. But it's not worse than, I don't know, drinking alcohol every day of your life,
or
100 other things that you could do that are legal.
I would say if you stood a person who drank every day and a person who used marijuana every day side by side, in 30 years, the person who used marijuana every day is going to be healthier.
Well, ask Cheech and Chong if they can finish a sentence, and then I'll get back to you.
Oh, I didn't say they were going to be clear-headed. I just said overall healthier.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. It just seems so ridiculous. Go back to this. Why did we ban alcohol? And first off, why did it take an amendment? Because the government's not supposed to actually have this power built in. You were actually supposed to have an amendment to be able to ban something like this. But anyway, we passed an amendment because it was terrible, because there were alcoholics everywhere and we were turning into Russia. Sorry, Russia. That was a joke at your expense. I apologize. So we banned alcohol, and I think it probably did have some positive impact. You probably disagree with that, but I think it probably did have some limiting impact. But the cost was so high because everything became corrupted by it, because the average American still drank. And so when the average American is breaking the law, it ruins the law, and no one believes in the law anymore, and no one follows the law anymore. And this is always the problem with overregulation of anything, any industry, any vice, any problem that we try to solve by overregulating a normally acceptable behavior makes nobody trust the law. And that's honestly one of the reasons why it's kind of a good thing that Sessions did this, at least in one dimension, in that it helps remind people that the government does all kinds of stupid things because they're just stupid. There's no logic to what he's doing. It's completely irrational to ban something like this when it's having such a negative and harmful effect on so many communities in terms of their ability to be in compliance with legal statutes. And this has a huge negative implication on all the police departments that have to enforce this stuff, because you got to think the majority of the people that they deal with routinely are already doing some sort of drug like marijuana, and it basically gives them carte blanche to do whatever they want with these people, because it's like a, hey, I know you're smoking pot, I caught you with pot, so you're going to do exactly what I want or I'm going to send you to jail. And it's basically I don't know. It's put us in a really, really bad position where it really makes police corruption very, very easy. And you want police corruption to be much more difficult.
Oh, yeah. I agree with everything you just said there. And then the thing is, too, we got into the meth thing a minute ago. So drugs like meth, I am totally under the belief, I have nothing to back this up, so this is just my personal opinion, that things like meth, at least meth in the form that we have it today, would barely be in existence if other substances that people wanted to get high on were more readily available. Namely, let's just take marijuana. So if you actually take a look at like some of these documentaries where they're going around and they're actually with these people who are using meth and making meth, literally some of these people make it out of Drano and other cleaning chemicals. These people didn't just one day decide to want to have Drano as stick it in their body. Like they clearly have mental problems. They clearly need help. We have a failed mental health system in this country, which is another reason we have such a large drug epidemic.
But was that the war on crazy that came after the war on drugs?
There is a war on crazy. Yeah, that happened in the 80s. We need to get into that sometime too. But so we have this failed mental health institution or system, and then we couple that with this extreme war on drugs. And what do people do when they have mental issues, or they're struggling in life, or they feel downtrodden and like they just can't do anything or get anywhere? They turn to alcohol and drugs because it's their only escape from the harsh, brutal reality that they live through every day. So, you know, whether you agree that this is morally right or not, it doesn't matter because it's going to happen. And this is one of the, you know, if you take prohibition, Red, you talked about that. This is one of the arguments that when I was talking the other day, this discussion about marijuana reform before this happened, you know, the person that was arguing with me said, you know, well, the thing is, you know, marijuana just isn't good for people, so we shouldn't legalize it. Blah, 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 you know, this and that. And I said, you know, well, what about alcohol? Because, you know, we tried to outlaw alcohol and look what happened. They agreed with me that that was bad. But then I said, well, don't you see that just the same thing is happening? Like, literally, we have just created a mass marijuana cartel business that there's, you know, millions upon millions of dollars in black money getting, you know, going out to all these marijuana cartel distributors, and then people are having to pay for it, and they're having to deal with shady people, and then, like you said, a lot of them end up going to jail for absolutely an insane reason. We were clogging up the police jobs. They could be doing something better, like catching, you know, actual people that are, you know, doing really harmful crimes, like, you know, murder or molestation or burglary or something like that, you know. So we're tying their time up, and then also we're tying the court system's time up. We're putting people in the prisons, which we don't have any money to pay for, and then we're just filling up private prisons and tossing tons of deficit dollars into that. And then so this person actually argued with me that prohibition of alcohol was, you know, they agreed that was bad, but they didn't understand that prohibition of marijuana is the exact same thing. Anybody that really wants to smoke marijuana is already doing it. I've never seen somebody that just absolutely wanted to smoke marijuana that had a problem doing so.
But how would you get it? It's illegal.
Well, exactly. You get it through shady drug cartels that is going back to, like, Mexican prison camps and, you know, all the bad things you want. People talk about, you know, these people talk about immigration and this and that, and you want to keep all the illegals out. Why do you think the illegals are here? Half of them are here to sell drugs because you've outlawed them. And it's a very lucrative business.
Racist!
No, I'm not talking – it's just nothing to do with Mexicans. This is to do with people coming into the country. They're coming into the country to sell marijuana and cocaine and other drugs because we've outlawed them.
Now you want the wall. I think you're coming over to the other team.
No, I don't want the wall because we have planes and submarines and tunnels and hang gliders and a myriad of other ways. We could literally probably figure out a way to catapult someone safely across a dang wall.
Okay, so I think it's pretty clear that this is stupid. So I guess to me, it's I just don't understand why this is happening when it's so clear that this was almost part of maybe a campaign pledge or a campaign promise from the Mr. T.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you have some quotes for us, right? So why don't you go through those? And remember, these are quotes from the guy that just reversed he just reinforced strictly federal prohibition of marijuana. The guy that Red's about to read quotes from is that guy's boss.
Yeah, so here's his boss, Mr. T. He said, I wouldn't do that, talking about marijuana legalization. He said, I wouldn't use that. I wouldn't do that. Using federal authority to shut down recreational marijuana? No, I wouldn't do that. I think it's up to the states. Yeah, I'm a states person. I think it should be up to the states. Absolutely. Okay, well, that seems like a pretty reasonable position. I think most people, I don't know if most people agree with that, but I feel like that's a pretty normal position. A lot of people have that. I think it's pretty reasonable.
Well, you know, I think the Republican Party often argues that it is the party of states' rights. And if the states want to do this, I don't understand how all of a sudden the states' rights party wants to be the big bad government man and go make them do something the state is literally – in Colorado, they put it in their constitution. The National Guard of Colorado is sworn to uphold the Constitution of Colorado.
Is that true? It's in the Constitution.
That is true. It is in the Constitution, which means – if, like, DEA agents go into Colorado to, like, shut down marijuana places, legally speaking, the National Guard, like, has the right to destroy them.
No, they have the responsibility to defend them, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's that'll be funny. I hope that happens and we get to see a standoff. I hope nobody gets hurt,
no,
obviously, but I would like
okay,
to see a standoff.
Okay, Red just advocated Civil War II, so I don't...
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I think it would be like when we had the Birmingham thing.
Oh, okay,
where you had the states' rights versus the federal government over something that the federal government was definitely right
about. So you're
and
right.
Here, I think you have the exact opposite, and I'd like to see the states win.
I don't want to see any actual... bloodshed or violence happen, but I think it would be absolutely hilarious if a DEA raid was planned. And you know, anytime that something like that is planned, they always, you know, almost always run it through the state government and let them know that it's going to happen. I think it would be hilarious if they planned a raid on a, like, you know, a legal marijuana distributor compound or whatever, like a plant where they're like making it. And, like, they showed up there, and the Colorado National Guard is, like, literally outside surrounding it, defending it.
And then they would have to argue this stuff out in court to actually get their way instead of just walking in and then having to fight it in court afterwards. And that is what really should happen in situations like this when it's clear that there's a really kind of wishy-washy solution that the federal government's going for, that another government's going for. You should argue this stuff out in court.
Wait a minute. You're arguing that we should be civil and not just take a bunch of guns in and do what we want?
So what usually happens is the federal government just does what they want, and then regular people have to sue, and it's really expensive and really difficult. And that's a function that we have that's really important and really great. But I think it'd be really awesome to see it happen in the opposite direction, where the federal government has to sue to get their. I want to see more of a balance between the states and the federal government, not to the level that we had back before the Civil War. But I would like to see at least a little more pushback from states when everyone in a state agrees to something and the federal government says, well, we don't think that's true. I want to see them argue it out in court. I don't want to see the Supreme Court just, you know, always defer to the federal government. And I don't want to see the federal government just walk in with guns and say we're in charge. I want to see people have to make reasoned, passionate arguments. And I want the truth to win, and I want reason to win.
Yeah, oh yeah, I totally agree. And I know we need to get back to your quotes, but there's one thing I want to say here real quick regarding the states' rights thing. So I'm not saying that states should have ultimate authority to do whatever they want within their states. You know, basically, when a state, you know, a state should have the utmost or the most power to decide what happens in that state. But when things in that state start affecting things interstate in a great way. And I'm not talking about Wyoming and New Mexico and some other states that surround Arizona, that surround Colorado, who have been like, our people are driving across the border and getting weed legally and bringing it back in instead of buying it from drug dealers. That is not a problem. That is solving a problem. Like, those people were buying pot anyway. It's just before they were buying it from cartel members. You idiots. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, when like, literally one state is severely burdening the majority of a population of another state, that's when the federal government steps in my opinion.
Or slavery. I think that was a good one.
Or slavery, yes.
But we are fired up here. And the reason is because Trump said, I think it certainly has to be a state. I have not smoked it. It's got to be a state decision. I do like it, you know, from a medical standpoint. It does do pretty good things. But from the other standpoint, I think it should be up to the states, you know. And then later he says, marijuana thing, it's such a big thing. I think the medical thing should happen, right? Don't we agree? I think so.
Oh,
and then I really believe we should leave it up to the states.
The medical thing. So let's get into the medical thing real quick. So there's a big problem with the medical thing. And the problem with the medical thing is marijuana is currently a Schedule I drug, which makes it the same as heroin, which is just absolutely ludicrous. Which means our capacity to even study whether it actually is good for, like, certain medications or to be, you know, formed into medications or used to treat health conditions, we basically have almost zero capacity study it.
How many times have you heard, well, why aren't there any studies that show anything? Well, because it's illegal to study it.
Exactly. How can you come up with any conclusive data or even – so the people that are like, what cures cancer? Okay, maybe it does. But we don't know because no one can study it, which is totally stupid. I'm going to go ahead and argue right now that, you know, there should never be a rule that says you can't have a controlled study of something. That is the most ignoramus thing I've ever heard.
Well, I think there are a couple of exceptions you would probably make if you gave it some time. Like, all right, probably not allowed to murder people. No studies about murdering people.
Okay. When I say study naturally formed compounds to treat medical conditions.
Of willing recipients. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, definitely of willing recipients.
We're not talking about the government here and their Tuskegee Airmen.
Exactly. Bad on you, government.
So, I don't know. It should be a state situation, but I believe that legalization of marijuana, other than for, you know, medical, because I think medical, you know, I really people are very, very sick. And for whatever reason, the marijuana just really helps them. But in terms of marijuana legalization, I think it should be a state issue, state by state. Oh, that wasn't me. That was Trump.
Yeah. And so the CBD oil, I want to talk about that a little bit, because that basically is an oil that is derived from the plant that, as far as I understand it, has very little to no psychoactive effects because it's very little to zero THC in it. But this apparently, and this is actually conclusive, treats a lot of seizures that people have that are otherwise untreatable. Why this is not available in all 50 states and everywhere else in the world, I can't even fathom.
Well, because it's insane. Because people have taken a hardline view of this drug and treated it like other drugs. And they're just people are not acting rationally on this. I don't really understand why it's such an irrational thing for people. But maybe it's just down to propaganda. Like you said, Reefer Madness, people were really programmed over and over. I think the programming really – like I said earlier, I think it really showed a lot of us that the things that we're hearing as if they were truth are not necessarily truth. And that's, I mean, part of the problem why we have all this fake news stuff now and nobody trusts anything is because we know people keep lying to us or just keep telling us stupid things that aren't true.
Oh, yeah. And going back to the debate that I was having with the person about, you know, marijuana and the legality of it, one thing that they said to me was they said something that they had heard from one of their high school teachers, which they've never forgotten, was, you know, that the Mexicans have been smoking it for hundreds of years, and look at them. And I just thought, wow, the intellectual gymnastics that you must have to go through to not go any further than that statement is just absolutely amazing.
Was that a negative? They look at them like that's bad, or look at them like they're fine?
Yeah, look at them like that's bad because, what? You know, basically they're all trying to come to America and there's drug cartels everywhere and this and that. You know, there's all kinds of crime problems and poverty problems.
They all have pot poisoning in their blood? Is there like there's some kind of disease?
Basically, I think the argument was that it's destroyed their society, which is just this is the stupidest thing because, number one, you're not comparing apples to apples. There are tons. Just we could print out if we had a list of all the differences, the geopolitical differences between the United States and Mexico, it would fill a room if we printed it out. And then so basically it's like there's no different in that statement and me saying, well, Mexico, look at them. They eat a lot of tacos. So
yeah,
that's
man.
Why they're bad off.
You ever been to seen the Dutch before? Oh, that place is terrible. They all do pot and they're all super poor and they're all trying. No, that's not true. It is not accurate. It is not a reflection of reality. It is a reflection of an emotional defense of something you already believe in for who knows why.
I will say this person is a baby boomer and they've been severely brainwashed.
Well, we've all been brainwashed in our own ways. So the point being is not necessarily about the marijuana stuff, though we did kind of go on a pretty tough rant there because I think we both just think this is totally crazy. What I'm particularly upset about is that our president, Mr. T, was famous for the phrase, I believe, what was it? Can you give it to me? What was his phrase? He did it on his TV show a lot. It's called you're fried or
– Yeah, I think the two words you're looking for there are you're fired.
Oh, I think that was it. And so this guy, this Jeffrey, I think you've referred to him as Jeffrey Beauregard.
Mr. Jeffrey Beauregard Sessions III from the former province of Alabamistan.
That's right. So this guy literally abandoned Trump when what I'm going to refer to as the Russian hysteria took place. He recused himself, which meant that Trump's like main lawyer guy that was on his team literally would not defend him. And so the guy basically abandoned him. And now he's going against what Trump promised in multiple speeches. I don't understand why he's still there.
I can't figure that out either. And I'm going to go ahead and call him out right now. Trump, if you do not fire this man very quickly and put someone in there who reverses this decision, you know what? I didn't think I could lose any more respect from you, Mr. Orange President, but I'm gonna.
Look, the Cheeto head can do what he wants, but he's in charge, so he better at least tell the Beauregard guy to stop doing this, because this is not helping anyone with anything except making things worse for everyone. So if you're in favor of making things worse for everyone, and I'm sure there are people who are in that camp, this guy's for you.
And you know what? The thing that really struck me too was this is a big election year. And like it seems like this is a really stupid move to pull when the majority of states have now somehow had some sort of marijuana reform, whether it's medical or recreational. Like, this seems like just a stupid move to pull in an election year.
Yeah, you know what would really help is if we you know, won the war on drugs. And the only way to do that, you have to legalize drugs to win that war. You have to take the profit away from these drug czars. And that's Donald Trump speaking.
Yeah, so the war on drugs, it is the stupidest thing. I can't. Number one, you can't have a war on a thing. Instead of, we love to have wars in this country. I don't know what our obsession with wars is. War on drugs, war on poor education, war on poverty, whatever. We love to have wars. It's a stupid thing to say to have a war on it because it's not a country. You can't invade it. You can't shoot the drugs to death. That's what war is.
I think the only war we've won in like the last, 40, 50 years is the war on ISIS. Did we win that one? Or is that still going on?
It's still happening.
Still happening. So maybe we'll win it. But I'm pretty sure that for quite a while, we've tried to have wars that were not actually against countries, but against ideas and against people in our own country. And you can't have a war against your own people without it being a civil war. And so we have gone to war against our own people, the people who are poor. We call it the war on poverty. We're not, I guess, trying to kill the people who are poor, but I would say that we have certainly made their lives worse by trying to make them better.
I thought we would, you know, the whole idea was we make their lives better by giving them felonies, sticking them in prisons, teaching them to be better at crime, and removing their rights to vote.
War on poverty, on the poor.
Now you've got it.
That's what the war on poverty was all about. It's like you were reading from the past into the future.
Oh gosh. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. This is a terrible decision, Mr. Sessions, if you're out there listening to this podcast, which I highly doubt, but maybe you will. Stop. Go just tuck tail and run. You know, call a mulligan, whatever you need to do. But you literally, sir, are the Attorney General of the United States. You are a lawyer. You have studied the law, and how you have ever decided that this is the decision that was correct. I myself, as not a juris doctor, as not a man of learned intent on the law, seems to understand it vastly greater than you do. So either you were insanely unqualified for your position, or you're just a moral crusader, and I think that's probably it. And the thing is, anytime you have to legislate morality, the government cannot enforce morality. You cannot make people be moral. You have to teach people to be moral. There is a large difference in those two things. One makes you a police state, the other makes you a well-rounded, educated society. And that's all I have to say on this. Red, what do you have to leave the people with?
Well, I think you ended it really great there. We do need re-education camps.
Way to twist my words.
We need re-education camps for these people that have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to drugs. These people need to sit through some seminars, maybe actually see some people taking the drugs and see them not murdering everyone around them. I think it would make them at least change it from a class schedule one death machine gun bazooka drug to, you know, I don't know. Tylenol.
I mean, can we get a schedule two even so we can study it?
That would be nice. I mean, I would like to study it.
That seems like a rational step, right? I mean, it's not full on legalization, which is what I think should happen, but it seems like a non-drastic measure that would at least make sense.
No, I think we were going to have to get those re-education camps you'd mentioned.
Yeah, so how does this work? Do we just, like, have Cheech and Chong sit up on a stage, give them a bunch of bags of Cheetos and have them smoke up, and then, like, have Jeff Sessions and anybody else who believes the way he does just observe?
Well, I think people learn through TV. I think Will and Grace gave us gay marriage, and so I think we need Cheech and Chong to give us legal pot.
There we go. The return of Cheech and Chong. You've heard it here first. This is what we need. Isn't one of them in jail? Which one of them is in jail?
Is it for smoking?
Probably.
Oh.
All right. That's all I have to say on this. I don't expect this decision to stand. I will say that. I expect at some point, whether it's through the firing of Jeff Sessions or the complete murder of the Republican Party in the 2018 elections, this thing gets turned around.
No, I agree. The entire country, well, I don't know the entire country, but I would say a majority of the country, and that's all it takes in a democracy. The majority of the country, I think, is against this stuff. And once we get our votes in line, I think we'll make a change.
Yep. So we appreciate you joining us. As always, make sure you check us out on Twitter at Daily Circus Pod. You can find us on Patreon. Please give us your support at that Soros Koch Brothers level. You can find us over there at just searching Daily Circus Podcast. And of course, always, if you can't do anything else, if you can't reach into your deep, deep pockets and pull out that Koch and Soros level money, just go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, write a nice review on how we have said that, you know, the Attorney General is a moral crusader idiot, and give us the 5 stars. You'll be doing us a favor, and we appreciate it, and we'll continue to do this podcast for you guys. Red, you have anything to say to the people? Oh, you need to give your Twitter handle. You have a Twitter handle now.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what it is, though, so you're going to have to...
Okay, so you can find Red on Twitter at RedTDC. You can find me on my personal account at RealZed. That's R-E-E-L-Z-E-D. We appreciate you guys for listening. Stay strong. Vote to legalize things because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, send your tweets to President Trump and let them know how terrible you think the Attorney General is acting.
Ban the ban.
Have a good one, America. The top of 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 the top of